2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says this, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ," and this word "in" means inside Christ, "he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." If we are in Christ, we become new creatures. And the good thing about it is that this renewing of my being happens every day. I did not become a new creature only in 1977 when I received Christ at 12 years of age. But I am a new creature every day as I come before God and as I seek the face of God and I try to do the will of God. This change is a process that's happening every day in my life. God is a God of opportunities, and every day He's giving us opportunities to be better and to do better. And I am so grateful that I can be a new creature in Christ, that He can renew me every day, every morning. But the truth of the matter is, if you are not changing, something is wrong with you. Even elderly people, they can change. Young Christians can change. All kinds of Christians can change. And this change that will happen every day will make us happier and will make us, you know, continue to go. For example, when I got saved, or before I got saved, I was one of the worst students of my school. Definitely, I was one of the worst of my class. We were just 45 students inside the class, and I was among the 5 worst students inside that class. And I got saved and immediately God changed my attitude towards my studies, towards my teachers, towards my friends, towards authorities. Nobody told me I had to be different, but I just was different now with the Holy Spirit dwelling in me. So I went back to school and I decided to study. I decided to obey my teachers. I decided to behave myself. And I didn't tell anybody that I was a new creature. I was a Christian now. A month later, one of my teachers, a history teacher, he noticed the difference in my life. And he asked me in front of everybody, what was happening? From a bad student, I was becoming a good student. From bad grades, I was getting good grades. And I was only 12 years of age, and I stood up, and in front of 45 students, 44, I said that I was now saved, Jesus came into my heart, and He made me a new person. I think that was my first sermon, right? Preached. And as I said that, the teacher was speechless, and he asked the whole class to clap hands. And for a few minutes, everybody was clapping hands because of the change that took place in my life. I used to go to soccer practice every Sunday morning. I used to play soccer every Sunday morning. And then I learned that Sunday is the day of the Lord. And I decided to go to church. I decided to be in the church listening the Word of God, hearing the Word of God. And one of my friends, he came to me and said, Rom, it's not wrong to be a religion. It's not wrong to go to church from time to time. But you have become a fanatic. You're so fanatic now that you go to church and you cannot come to play soccer with us anymore. And I said, well, if putting Jesus in first place is being a fanatic, then I'm a fanatic. You're a fanatic for soccer, and now I'm fanatic for the Lord Jesus Christ. So what was happening? The Lord was changing me from an old to a new creature. In nowadays, it's so easy to say I'm a Christian without real change. It's so easy to say I'm a Baptist or I'm a Bible-believing person without really being a different person. You know, to be a Christian, you have to pay the price of being different. A Christian is a different person. A Christian cannot be just like the other people. And the problem with us nowadays, we don't want to pay the price of this difference, because it really cost, doesn't it? It cost to be different from other people, to act differently. And we don't want to do that. We want to be the same. A Baptist preacher and a Catholic priest were preaching and teaching their religion to the same penitentiary. One would go in the morning, the other would go in the afternoon, and they would be speaking to the same crowd, to the same people. That was causing confusion because they were teaching different messages. And the prisoners, they were confused. And the director of the prison, noticing the confusion, called the two men, the two spiritual leaders, and he said to them, "I cannot allow you to minister in this place any longer, because you're causing a lot of confusion to my prisoners." The Baptist preacher understood, said, "All right, I can understand the problem. I'll help, I'll cooperate by not coming anymore." But the Catholic priest, he got upset and mad, and he hit the table, and he said, "No way, I must stay. I have the right, the constitutional right, to stay in this penitentiary and minister to these prisoners." And the director asked, "How come?" And he said, "Because 95% of these prisoners are Catholic. Therefore, I can stay here and minister to them, because Catholicism is their religion." So the director checked on that, and the Catholic priest was right. More than 95% of those prisoners, they profess to be Catholic Christians. Then the director came back and said, "Priest, I'm sorry, but the Baptist will stay here. You're not staying here any longer. Because since they are Catholic Christians, they are criminals. I'll see if the Baptist will make any difference in their lives." But you know what I learned from that? It's so easy to say I'm a Christian. It's so easy to say I'm a Catholic or I'm a Baptist or I am this or I'm that. But are we really Christians? Because the word Christian means little Christ, miniatures of the Lord Jesus, followers of the Lord Jesus. Are we responding to every situation in life like the Lord Jesus would respond? Are we treating each other as the Lord Jesus would treat? Are we participating in the ministry as the Lord Jesus would participate? Are we loving people as the Lord Jesus would love them? Are we caring as the Lord Jesus cares? It's so easy to say I'm a Christian, but are we following the steps of the Lord Jesus? I've told my people, when I die, what I want them to put on my, how do you call that? Tombstone. I just want the word redeemed. Because I'm not perfect, but I'm redeemed. And as a redeemed person, I have been trying all these years to do what the Lord Jesus would do in my place. I have failed many, many times. I believe I fail more than I get it right. But I decided I will never give up. I'll keep on trying. I'll keep on trying. And one day, I will be perfect like the Lord Jesus Christ. Just like Him, I'll be perfect. So today, I just want to be a real Christian. And as a real Christian, I'm giving a ministry. I'm given a job. And I want you to see that job described here in verse 18. "And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given us the ministry of reconciliation." He has given us a ministry. He has given us a job to be done. And it is called the ministry of reconciliation. It means you and I, we must get busy getting people, you know, to go to God's side. Because right now there is a separation between God and man. And we are called to bring them together. How can we do that? We can do that personally. We can go to people during the week and we can witness to them. If we don't know how to witness, we can ask them permission just to read the gospel tract. I have noticed that if you read the gospel tract to a person, as you read paragraph by paragraph, you will know what to say. You will know what to explain. And by the time you're done with the reading, that person is ready to say yes or no to the calling of Christ for salvation. And you have done your part. What else? By sending out missionaries. That is so very important. To send the gospel through other people to places that you and I cannot go. Because these are places far away. Languages that we don't speak. But we can send the gospel through other people. We can send substitutes. And we can always be in prayer for people that we know that are not saved as of yet. So we have this work, the work of reconciliation. Verse 20 says, "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ." And this word ambassador means we are representative of the Lord Jesus Christ. For example, if I lived here in Milton, I would be a member of Grace Bible Church, and Pastor Todd Brainerd would be my pastor. And to some extent, I would be an ambassador for this church. And I would represent this church very well. I would tell everybody, this is the best church in town, or this is even the best church in the state of Florida. I mean, if it's my church, it must be the best. Amen? It's my church. If it's my pastor, it's the best pastor and the best preacher. I believe that. Now, as ambassadors, we must be enthusiastic about the place we are representing and happy about it, glad that we are part of that kingdom. When I was at Bob Jones, I noticed how patriotic American people can be. And I learned to be patriotic with you. This country is a country of heroes. You know, that makes the difference. You can go to the history books and you can read about wonderful men and women of God that made the difference in this country. You can read about Abraham Lincoln. What a man of God he was. And you read about his principles and his character, and you wonder, wow, no wonder this country is so blessed. And you can read about George Washington and a man of prayer that he was. And you can read about the constitution of this country that was based on the word of God. And you can read about the founders of this country. It's just a blessing. It's just a blessing. A country of heroes. So when we were at Bob Jones, they had a patriotic vesper, and they called soldiers from First World War, Second World War, the war in Korea, Vietnam, and most recently, at that time, the Gulf War. It was in 1992. And when I saw those soldiers, from the oldest to the youngest, lined up together in their uniform, and the national anthem being, you know, sang, and everybody stood up with their hands, and I did that too, on my chest, like this. Tears came down my face as we were singing the national anthem of this wonderful country. And a friend of mine, he said, when he noticed I was crying, he said, Romulus, would you like to become an American? And I said, I love this country more than a lot of Americans do. Because everything I am and everything I have, I owe to this country. I was saved because of American missionaries. I was trained by American missionaries. Now I'm here studying at this American institution, receiving my training, my education. I'm going to be sent back to Brazil by American churches. My wife is American. My daughters are Americans. Everything I am and everything I have, I owe to this country. But I want to go back to Brazil, and I want to love that country as much as you love your country. But let me say something to you. I am a Christian first, I am a Brazilian second. I am a Christian first, and I am an American second, because I know Brazil will pass away one day. The United States of America will pass away one day, but heaven will never pass away. It's eternal. It's forever. And I am here to represent the Lord Jesus Christ, an ambassador. And what kind of an ambassador am I? I hope a good one. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Isn't that wonderful? We are righteous in God because of him. It doesn't mean we are perfect, but it means that when God looks at us, he does not see our sins anymore. He sees only the blood. The sins are still there. Where? Under the blood. And God will look at us and just see the blood of his Son in our lives. Folks, let's get excited about being new creatures. And this renovation can happen every day. Today, for example, you and I can come before God, renew our faith, renew our promises, and we can always start all over again, serving him and loving him and doing his will in our lives. May God bless you in a very special way this morning. Let's pray. Dear Father, we thank you so much that we can be new creatures in Christ, and that can happen any moment. We come before you wishing for transformation in our lives. Thank you because the Holy Spirit enables us to be new creatures. He capacitates us to do what is right. Lord, I pray that this morning you will work in our hearts, giving us more love for souls, giving us more love for one another, giving us more love and interest for the work of God. Thank you so much for Grace Bible Church. Thank you because they have been missionary-minded all these years. Thank you for all that they have done for us in Brazil, Lord. I pray now that you will bless them in a very special way. Continue to supply all their needs. As we pray now, Father, I pray that you will bless all the members of this church along with their pastors. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.